We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment, and I'm excited to welcome to the program Tierra Scobie. And Tierra is with Two Hearts. How are you, Tierra? And thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I was able to learn a lot about the film a couple months ago, and just about this whole love story and the process to learn about that love story. So kind of take us down the path of who your character is.
Yeah, for sure. So Two Hearts, you know, follows two couples. I play Sam in one of the couples who's in a relationship with Chris. They meet in college, and it starts off as a very young, very, you know, fresh love, them kind of navigating life and the world together, and then through. But yeah, it's a really amazing character to play. She's full of so much life and love, and I think being able to tell her story and honor what, you know, this woman went through and how this relationship changed the course of her life was a really amazing experience for me.
And that's probably why, again, in the conversation that of your character is that she went through a lot, but you really can't say how much she's gone through till you see the film, and that's okay. But I mean, in a lot of ways, preparing yourself for this role, how did you prepare?
It's one of those roles that's a bit hard to prepare for, and I think what I really did was I trusted the writing and I trusted the people I was working with. And for me, more than anything, I just really put myself in the shoes of these people and what they went through, because this happened to them and this was their life, and I wanted to honor that and do it justice. So I just, you know, I tried as hard as I could to imagine what it would be like for me if I was really in Sam's shoes.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And that's in the process and understanding specifically life and what life's about and love. And in a way, you've not had a character like this, have you, in your career?
No. I feel like most recently my role on Dirty John was maybe, it was one of the other times I played a real life character and told the story of something that happened to a woman. It was also a relationship story and also with an unfortunate ending, but you know, kind of different circumstances. But I definitely think that, you know, playing a real character adds this levity to everything that you do.
And what do you think of working with the entire cast and the story in general? What are your thoughts?
Working with the entire cast was amazing. I a majority of my stuff was with Jacob. I unfortunately didn't get to work with Rada and Aiden as much, because it was almost as if we were filming, you know, two kind of separate movies until they kind of segue and cross in the end. But no, it was amazing. We had so much fun. We filmed most of it in Vancouver, where I'm from, which was awesome. And then we actually got to go to Hawaii and film a portion of it, which was just a very incredible experience.
And as you've heard from the director and everyone, this story has been a lifelong journey to get this made, this movie. So I'm sure you're excited to see it out there too, for the work that the entire team has put into it to finally have it finally come out next week.
Totally. For us, we filmed it 2 years ago, so I'm so excited for the world to finally see it. I feel like people are sick of me being like, it's coming, trust me, it's coming. So now it's finally almost here, and I'm so excited for people to be able to go and see it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And I'm sure that you're hoping that we're back to normal at one point, that, you know, it's good that what theaters are doing, but I can't wait till that theater experience really comes back again. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, right?
Yes, me too. It'll happen. It has to. Everything eventually, I feel like, will settle to a new normal. But I hope that theaters and sharing experiences like that will be something that comes back into our lives.
And then how much have you had in your challenges of this, of COVID-19 and dealing with it? How have you kind of changed as a person, specifically the way acting has changed, the way work that you thought would be happening, and how interactive to be able to interact with other people? How's that changed your life?
You know, it's been a real testament to patience, I think, for everybody during this time, just taking it one day at a time, one step at a time through all the unknown, which I know is so hard for so many people, including myself. I think, you know, just finding things, you know, the day to day that bring you a little bit of happiness and peace through all the confusion. And for me, you know, I don't get a ton of time where both me and my sister and my parents are all in the same city, not doing anything other than like Christmas. But for us to actually have this time to spend some quality time with each other without any work or anything coming up was kind of a unique experience for us as a family, because, you know, my sister's in the industry as well, and it's just always a whirlwind. But it was just about trying to practice my patience as much as I could and not get ahead of myself.
That's great. And best place we can connect, again, the film comes out the second week in October, I think October 15th, is that correct? Am I right on the date for the release?
I think it's the 16th.
October 16th. Everyone can check out the film Two Hearts by just Googling. It's all over the place, trust me. And I'm looking forward to, hopefully I get the opportunity to see this before it comes in the theaters. I'll have to ask for sure, because again, I've heard the story, spoke to the director, learned so much about this story. And again, you can't tell us in this interview except, hey, you love Tierra's work, then you got to go and check the film out. And especially with the great cast that she has and a great story, but we just can't give that story away. It's almost like a book in so many ways, right? You can't really say much.
Absolutely.
or it spoils it. So people need to go check out the film and think about love again, especially with all the challenges. So yeah. I appreciate you coming by. Thanks again.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Take care. See you. Bye-bye. You listen to Neil Haley's show.
Thank
we'll be
you.
Back.
Bye.
And you're welcome. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.